Zelensky heads to London for talks with European allies. By Breitbart London on December 8, 2025. London, AP, President Volodymyr Zelensky was meeting the French, German and British leaders in London on Monday as Kyiv's European allies try to strengthen Ukraine's hand in thorny talks on a US-backed plan to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Prime Minister Keir Starmer was due to gather with Zelensky, President Emmanuel Macron and Chancellor Friedrich Merz at the British leader's 10 Downing Street residence. Zelensky said late Sunday that his talks with European leaders this week in London and Brussels will focus on security, air defense and long-term funding for Ukraine's war effort. The leaders are working to ensure that any ceasefire is backed by solid security guarantees both from Europe and the US to deter Russia from attacking again. US and Ukrainian negotiators completed 3 days of talks on Saturday aimed at trying to narrow differences on the US administration's peace proposal. Zelensky said in a post on Telegram that talks had been substantive and that National Security and Defense Council Secretary Rustem Umerov and Chief of the General Staff Andriy Natov were traveling back to Europe to brief him. A major sticking point in the proposal is the suggestion that Ukraine must cede control of its eastern Donbas region to Russia, which legally occupies most but not all of the territory. Ukraine and its European allies have balked at the idea of handing over land. Starmer said he won't be putting pressure on Zelensky to accept a peace settlement. The most important thing is to ensure that if there is a cessation of hostilities, and I hope there is, it has to be just and it has to be lasting, which is what we will be focused on this afternoon, he told broadcaster ITV. In an exchange with reporters on Sunday night, US President Donald Trump appeared frustrated with Zelensky, claiming the Ukrainian leader hasn't yet read the proposal. Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but I'm not sure that Zelensky's fine with it, Trump said before taking part in the Kennedy Center honors in Washington. His people love it, but he hasn't read it. Trump has had a hot and cold relationship with Zelensky since riding into a second White House term insisting that the war was a waste of U.S. taxpayers' money. Trump has also repeatedly urged the Ukrainians to cede land to Russia to bring an end to the nearly four-year conflict. The European talks followed the publication of a new U.S. national security strategy that alarmed European leaders and was welcomed by Russia. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the document, which spells out the administration's core foreign policy interests, was largely in line with Moscow's vision. Speaking with journalists on Monday, Peskov said that the Kremlin welcomed the document's focus on developing constructive relations with Russia. The nuances that we see in the new concept certainly look appealing to us, he told reporters. It mentions the need for dialogue and building constructive, friendly relations. This cannot but appeal to us, and it absolutely corresponds to our vision. We understand that by eliminating the irritants that currently exist in bilateral relations, a prospect may open for us to truly restore our relations and bring them out of the rather deep crisis. The document released Friday by the White House said the U.S. wants to improve its relationship with Russia after years of Moscow being treated as a global pariah and that ending the war is a core U.S. interest to re-establish strategic stability with Russia. The document also says NATO must not be a perpetually expanding alliance, echoing another complaint of Russia's. It was scathing about the migration and free speech policies of long-standing U.S. allies in Europe, suggesting they face the prospect of civilizational erasure due to migration. Starmer's government has declined to comment on the American document, saying it is a matter for the U.S. government. Russian forces continued to attack Ukraine Monday as diplomatic efforts continued. Russian drones struck a residential high-rise in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Okhtyrka overnight, injuring 7 people, the head of the regional administration, Oleh Hryhorov, wrote on Telegram. He said that the building suffered extensive damage. Elsewhere, in the northern city of Chernihiv, a Russian drone injured 3 people when it exploded outside a residential building, regional head Vyacheslav Chaus said. The attack also damaged a kindergarten, domestic gas pipes and cars. Ukraine's Air Force said Monday that Russia fired a total of 149 drones across the country overnight, of which 131 were neutralized and 16 more struck their targets. Meanwhile, Russian air defenses destroyed 67 Ukrainian drones overnight, Russia's Ministry of Defense said Monday. The drones were shot down over 11 Russian regions, it said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.